You're listening to SBS News.
This election is the first since Lebanon's devastating economic meltdown, blamed by the World Bank on ruling politicians after a huge port explosion in 2020 that killed more than 200 people and shattered Beirut. The blast, widely blamed on negligence, was set off by hundreds of tons of poorly stored ammonium nitrate that ignited in a port warehouse after a fire broke out at the facility. Some relatives of the victims brought pictures of their deceased loved ones to polling stations in Beirut. Some are optimistic that this election will be the road to better things. The country's need for change was on full display in majority Sunni regions like Tripoli, Lebanon's second largest city, which has felt the brunt of the economic crisis. Voters cast their ballots by the light from their mobile phones because several polling stations were without electricity due to power cuts, which have become a regular occurrence. 85-year-old voter Wasila Al-Dalati says she wants to see the Lebanon of her youth before she dies. Another voter, 32-year-old Koda Ramadan from Tripoli, is also eager for change.
Tripoli is the city of poverty, the poorest country on the Mediterranean. It's been deprived of all its rights, everything from electricity, water, sewage system, medicine, nursing. Tripoli is a stricken city. We are deprived of all human basic rights in the city. I hope this election changes the situation for us, and Tripoli will be the city that connects different countries. Tripoli's sea and port are very strong. They should help revive it. Our hope lays with this election.
But there is a definite mood of pessimism too. While tensions have remained high following the Beirut tragedy and the economic collapse of Lebanon, it has not necessarily translated into a high voter turnout. Overall, only 41% of eligible voters have cast a ballot in these elections, considerably less than 4 years ago. Some have blamed former Prime Minister Saeed Hariri's supporters for boycotting the vote on his instructions. This man says he will do whatever the former leader says.
We are his family. Although I am older than him, I consider him like my father. My father told me to boycott, so I am boycotting.
Many have said that this election represents Lebanon's last chance to reverse course and punish the current crop of politicians who have driven the Mediterranean nation into the ground. Nearly 2 years after the Beirut explosion, there are still no answers as to what caused the highly explosive material to ignite or why it had been stored there for years. At least two of the politicians wanted in connection with the blast investigation are running for parliament. This voter, Musa Yazbek, does not appear hopeful that this ballot will make a substantial difference.
The list that I aspire to vote for today doesn't exist. So I am just voting for who is the better of two evils.
Early results show Hezbollah and its allies have suffered losses. President Michel Onze's Free Patriotic Movement dropped 2 seats, while rival Lebanese forces picked up 5, making it the largest Christian party in parliament. One of the most startling upsets saw Hezbollah ally Druze politician Talal Arslan, scion of one of Lebanon's oldest political dynasties who was first elected in 1992, lose his seat to Marc Dayal, a newcomer running on a reform agenda. Hezbollah are still hoping the result will go their way and they will keep the majority. But in troubling signs of unrest, independent observers say they were forced out of a voting booth and that Hezbollah and Lebanese forces supporters clashed throughout the day. New opposition candidates, meanwhile, had hoped to sway voters by promising an end to sectarian division and government corruption. But so far, opposition candidates have picked up only 6 of the 128 seats. Their supporters say it's a start. And it's change that is sorely needed. The parliament will need to push through substantial economic reforms if it wants the IMF to unlock billions of dollars in aid. The big question now is whether the parliament, if it's largely made up of the same traditional parties, can deliver change. With votes still being counted, the final makeup of the 128-member parliament has yet to emerge, and the answer to this question remains unanswered for now. Deborah Grawke, SBS News.